Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Another text in about another Camino that happens in Ireland. Nessa has text to say there's also the Carrick Camino in Carrick-on-Shannon. It's a 34k walk from Ballyfern in County Ross, coming back to Carrick-on-Shannon, walking through Dunshambo and Leitrim Village. A wonderful day out, beautiful scenery. Thanks, Ness. Thanks for letting us know about that. That sounds great. And then lots of texts about 90s nostalgia. Nuala texted in saying, I miss queuing for concert tickets outside the actual record store. You remember that? And having the crack with other people. There was none of this dynamic pricing nonsense. The ticket price was the price. The only way to maybe increase your odds of getting a ticket was to have more people in the queue, or maybe a mate in Cork or another city queuing too. Too true. We used to stand in the queues and sing and play Guess the Theme Tune. We'd sing like, you know, Dempsey and Makepeace, whatever. Anyway, moving along. Now, the Paris Olympics and the Paralympics may be over, but the Irish are not quite finished competing in France. Oh no, the 2024 World Skills event is taking place in the French city of Lyon this week, and 17 young Irish people have travelled to represent Team Ireland at the competition. The World Skills competition features over 1,500 competitors from around 71 countries around the world who get the opportunity to demonstrate their skills across 62 skilled areas from mechanics, beauty therapy, carpentry and hospitality. To tell us all about it, I'm joined live from France by one of the team leaders, Tara O'Halloran-Cronin. Good morning. Bon matin, Tara.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm here with our 17 competitors. They arrived this morning in great spirits. Today is competition day 3, and it's all to play for. And we're in great shape, and we're so excited this morning that we have so much support from Ireland. So thank you so much for taking us on board today to talk about our favourite subject, which is the skills and the quality of skills from Ireland here within the 71 countries competing today.
So tell us, what is World Skills Ireland? It's a partnership between enterprise, industry, education, training and the government that raises the profile and recognition of skills and apprenticeships. So tell me, dive into that for me a little more and explain that to the listeners.
Oh, absolutely. So just to put it in a nutshell, we are supporting this wonderful new cultural change in Ireland, the generation apprenticeship change, where young people get an opportunity to, I suppose, really shine a spotlight on developing the diverse skills workforce needed to address both Irish and global challenges, and really to give young people an opportunity to showcase their passions, their skills and their talents. And just to kind of come on that, we have some fantastic support from industry. We've got Rona Murphy here as an official observer and supporter from CISC, and with Patrick Atkinson from Chadwicks, and one of the biggest national supplier of building materials in Ireland, and CISC one of the main
sponsors. I'm going to pull you back a little bit. So explain to me exactly what this is now. So 17 young Irish people have gone to France to compete in the World, but what are they competing in?
They are competing in a range of skills.
Brilliant.
Absolutely amazing, diverse and range of skills. So we have electrical installations, beauty therapy, cookery, restaurant services, Cyber Boys, which are a great duo, Mark and Luke, digital construction, logistics, visual merchandising, industrial mechanics, welding, mechanical engineering, construction metalwork, painting and decorating, cabinet making, joinery and automobile technology. And they are all national champions. They are all so super. I've had the privilege of spending the last 12 weeks as their team leader, basically polishing the diamonds that they are, getting them ready, just like you would an Olympian athlete, to compete on an international stage. Some of the skills have up to 50 competitors with them. If you were to walk down to Cookery now, Brendan, you'd see all these cooking pods with countries from all the way around the world. And we have our fabulous Alana Moffat in the middle. Electrical installations, we have our cyber, beauty therapy, absolutely fantastic to come and see. And we have over 250,000 spectators over the 4 days.
Wow.
Literally within feet of these young people. So to have the grit, determination and, the mindfulness that they have to compete.
So these
make a mistake, take a step back and then go back in again.
So they're being
absolutely
watched.
Brilliant.
They're being watched by judges and an audience as well.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So for every single competitor there, they have an Irish technical expert that's accompanying them that will judge on behalf of Ireland. But they won't judge the Irish competitors. So we've a massive team of over 40 people here, as I said, supported by our industry, also supported by technical experts from ETBs, from TU Dublin, from North and South.
Tara,
so it's brilliant.
Just some of the examples I have here on my notes is you have Eric Bates from Mullingar is competing in the painting and decoration competition.
Yes.
How do you compete in that? So what's that look like?
Oh, I was down with Eric now yesterday and I just looked. They're all given a little pod. And what Eric did, it's a brilliant story. Eric Bates Sr. and Eric Bates Jr. are part of this competition. So Eric Bates Sr. has his painting and decorating company. It's, you know, it's father to father, passed down to the generations. And it's actually his doctor, Eric Bates Sr. He teaches in TUD. Eric Bates Jr. is his son. He's competing. Now, obviously, Eric won't mark Eric. Other countries will mark Eric. And when you look at that pod, they actually built that pod out in their back garden in Mullingar. And they practiced for the entire summer, trying to work on the test project for Leon. Now, they didn't know the test project completely, but they got it as close as possible to what the expectations would be. Top down yesterday to see how Eric was doing, and it's a phenomenal design that he has. So there's wallpapering, painting and murals happening at the moment.
I understand. I see MTU student Mark Drinnan and TUS student Luke Woodside now are taking part in cyber security skill competition as well. So
Absolutely. It's
very vast. So this really competition is about celebrating, I suppose, fundamentally celebrating apprenticeships, an alternative route to skills other than, you know, third level, correct?
Absolutely, but at the same time, celebrating the link between training and education.
Brilliant.
So, you know, we have some of our competitors already have their degree. Some of our competitors are working towards a degree or, you know, the academic route. So it's a blend of both. And it's kind of celebrating, really, as one Gary Golden from Industrial Mechanics, who were on the bus last night, and he said, this has given me the choice to be what I want to be and given me options. And I just loved going to school for my metalwork class. And look at me now. I'm on a global stage and I'm being supported by, really, they don't care about the people around them at the moment. They just care about each other as the team as such. Not, you know, they really are dependent on each other. These 17 people have become so close. It's like a bubble around them and they all celebrate each other's
Brilliant. Wins
and they celebrate each other's
successes. So, Tara, we've talked about cybersecurity, painting and decorating. We've talked about cooking and even beauty and therapy skills. And that's where you came from. You came from a background in beauty and therapy. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I was lucky enough and I still am lucky enough to work for Kerry ETB and we have a long history with World Skills International. I've been internationally working as a technical expert all around the world for the last 10 years and we have a participant from Kerry ETB, Ciara O'Sullivan, who's at the moment doing amazing work downstairs with body massage.
So I just wanted to ask you that
other countries.
Before we run out of time, how is Team Ireland doing? Are we in chance for, are we any chance of medals?
We have a great chance. We won't know until the end because there's a gold, a silver, a bronze and a medallion of excellence. So competition day 4 is tomorrow and we'll have our closing ceremony. There will be 69,000 people at that. It's actually sold out, Brendan. So Ireland aboo and fingers crossed for everybody on the team.
Ireland aboo, absolutely, the World Skills Competition. And we wish them the very best of luck. We'll check in and see how you did. Best of luck over the weekend, Taryn. Thanks for taking our call. Let's take a quick break.
From the North Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. Online car insurance that's driven to save you time and money.